paragraph Dalit. With this, we'll also understand the tremendous significance of the zimun, making the zimun on a cup of wine. Ki hamaychol mevi lishena lifamim kanal b'maymaranal. Because Rabbeinu Zal tells us in Torah Samach and Likutimaran that eating makes a person tired many times. Most people know when they have, certainly when they eat, there are certain foods that for sure make you tired. We know cheeses, dairy, especially hot milk, those kind of things make a person sleepy. And eating heavy foods, most people when they eat a heavy, heavy meal, they're tired. And Rabbeinu Zal brings in Likutei Moran in one place that because of the fact that the Sitra Achra has a little bit of a hold on food in general, that's why everybody, even a tzaddik, after he eats, he experiences a little bit of a bilbul hadas. So we see that eating is also a bechina of shena. And eating leads to sleep. Many people, the minute they finish that meal on Friday night or on Shabbos morning, jump running to the bed. V'alkein tzrichen levorech birchas hamozoim. This is why we have this special mitzvah of birchas hamozoim, ki birchas hamozoim hu bechinas hisoirus hashena. Because birchas hamozoim is an example of waking the person up from that sleep. That any negative effects, any weakening effects that the food might have had on him, the birchas hamozoim is going to turn it around completely. Why? By blessing Hashem and praising Hashem for the fact that He created this food that we just ate, and we're proclaiming that Hashem created everything, that's how the person activates the spiritual energy that's in that food. If a person eats food and he doesn't make a bracha on it, doesn't make a bracha before, or doesn't make a bracha after, or he doesn't make the bracha with kavana, then the sparks of kedusha that are found in that food are asleep. They're dormant. But if a person says the bracha, and especially if he says it the right way, says it out loud with kavana, his words activate that power, that spiritual power that's found in that food, that chiyus. That's this concept of waking up from sleep, coming out of sleep. Because sleep comes when the chiyus leaves. When a person runs out of steam, out of energy, they go to sleep or they fall asleep. But when we bless Hashem and we proclaim that Hashem created this food, Hashem is inside of this food, Hashem made it, we activate the spiritual energy, the life that's in that item. That's the concept of waking up from sleep. And this is why we make the birchas hamozoin over a cup of wine specifically. Because waking up from sleep, coming out of sleep, is through this bracha, through praising Hashem, and specifically over wine. Ki ein hadin nimtak ela b'sharoshe. Again, we have this famous rule in Sifrei Kabbalah that when you want to sweeten the din, when there's a gzar din, a midas hadin, and you want to get rid of it, you have to go into the din and change it over there. So wine is midas hadin, yein malchus, dina de malchus adina. Wine is red dinim. We take wine, and we're going to use that to be mamtik the din by using it for a mitzvah. And this is why the Gemara says, the Gemara in Psochem towards the end speaks about the concept of zugois, that there are certain things that a person shouldn't do in pairs. Two cups of wine, two this. But the Gemara says that if a person, let's say, drank a cup of wine, and then they're going to drink another cup, if that cup is kois shel bracha, then that only works positive. That doesn't have any negative effects. It never combines to form a negative number, only the positive. מצטער, לטויבה מצטערף, לרעיינה מצטערף. כי אף על פי שהיין כל משתי בחינוס כנל, because even though wine can go either way, as we said earlier, it's called tirosh, tehei rosh or tehei rosh. Either it expands your head or it impoverishes you, chas v'shalom. אבל כוס של ברוכה אינו מצטערף רק לטויבה. But the kois of wine that you're going to be using for bircha, for bracha, that's only positive. Dahainu lebechinas is oirus hashen kanal. That will only help wake you up and inspire you in a positive way. Avoloi leroach has the shalom shebechinas sheno histalkus adas. It will not have any negative effect of putting you to sleep or taking away your das. Ki al yedei shemesadrin brochos al hakois, aydezeh hayayin. Nichlal Bigdusha, because by saying these special brochos of Birchas Hamozain over that cup, that wine is being plugged into the Kiddusha. Vazai al yodoi daiko nimshach bechinas hisoirus hashena. And that's why the wine, not only will it not put you to sleep, it'll wake you up from sleep. It'll give you additional spiritual energy and it'll connect you, bring you closer to Hashem. Paragraph Hey. V'al kein tzrichen lishmur es hayayin mimagakum. And this is why we have to guard the wine from being touched by a goy. Mimaga daiko. Look how the Torah, the Gemara uses the word, don't let him touch it. Maga. Ki hanegiyo hu bechinas asiyo kanal. Because as we learned earlier, touching is usually with the hands. The hands are the clay asiyo. That's what you make with, you build with. ועל כן, על ידי מגה אקום, שהם בחינת שבן אנפן חשוכן, כנגד שבן פונם לתורה כנל, therefore, through the touching of a goy, the goy's touch, the goy's hands, are plugged into the 70 faces of darkness, not the שבן פונם של תורה, the opposite of that, plugged into the 70 nations, which are tuma, the other side, darkness. על כן, על ידי נגיוסם בהיין, נמשך היין לבחינת עשייה. Therefore, when the goy touches the wine, he's pulling the wine down spiritually. He's pulling it back into עשייה. בחינת שינו, שהיא הסתלקס השבן פונים. He's pulling it into sleep, which is the loss of the 70 lights of the Torah. Paragraph O, וזה בחינת כוס של ברוכה, שצורך שייתן עינוב בוי. Now we'll understand another very important item, that when a person is saying ברכת המוזלים, or when he's making a bracha on wine, or he's saying kiddush on wine, he's supposed to place his eyes on the wine. He's supposed to look at the wine. Ze bechinas shivim ponim latoyro shekluim bekoish shel bracha. This is the concept of the 70 faces of the Torah that are found in the wine. Sheze bechinas hisoyros hashena, which is the concept of waking up from sleep. The eye, the word ayin, is also 70. The letter ayin is 70. We're looking into the wine. Again, when a person goes to sleep, he closes his eyes. We're doing the opposite. We're looking into the wine. We're drawing these shivim ponim shel Torah into the wine and from the wine into our eyes. It's going both ways. V'alkein, listen to this now. V'alkein om Rabbi Senezal, this is why the Gemara says, psiyo gaso noiteles moir einov shelodom. If a person during the weekdays takes big steps, large steps, it causes him to lose his vision. He loses part of his vision, 1/500th of his eyesight. The Gemara says, "Umahater lo bekidusha de beishimsha." How do you restore it? What if a person did this? How can he fix it? Yes. The Gemara says, "On Kiddush, when he says Kiddush Friday night, that's how. That's when he can get this back." So Rav Nosson Zal explains, "Kalidei Kiddush al Hayayin nimshach bechinas hashivim ponim kanal." Because we mentioned earlier, by making Kiddush on wine, you're drawing upon yourself those 70 lights of the Torah, those 70 faces of the Torah. Vaydeze nistakein oyer hoinayim, and this fixes the light of the eyes. Vaze bechinas shivim tevin sheyesh bekiddush shel Shabbos. With this, we could understand also why in the Kiddush that we say on Friday night, there's exactly 70 words. The paragraph of Vayichulu has 35 words, and the brachas Hagefen and the broch afterwards has exactly 35 words, a total of 70 words. Hainu b'chinas hashivim ponim la'toira shenim shochem la'kiddush, because this is the 70 faces of the Torah that the person is drawing upon himself when he makes kiddush on Friday night. It's a kabbalah satoira. Shezeu b'chinas hisoiros hashena. This is the concept of waking up from sleep, coming out of sleep. Interesting. I heard from my Rebbe, Rabbi Rosenfeld Zal, we know that many people aren't aware of this. When you're making Kiddush on Friday night, when you say the first paragraph, Vayechulu, you're supposed to look at the candles. When you say the Hagefen and the Bracha afterwards, you're supposed to look at the wine. The Gemara said here that when a person takes big steps during the week, he loses 1/500th of his vision. And you restore it with Kiddush Friday night. So I don't know if it's the Zohar HaKadosh or one of the Mefarshim that brings. We know that candles, how many candles does a person light Friday night? According to the Zohar HaKadosh, it's two candles. One for Shomer, one for Zohar. There are people that have customs that they add a candle for each child, different things. But the basic Neirois Shel Shabbos, the obligation is two candles. So the Mefarshim bring that the word Neir, Ner is Begimatria 250. Two candles is 500. By looking at the candles, when you make that Vayechulu, you're restoring those 500 units of vision. We said that when a person takes a big step, he loses 1/500th of his eyesight. You restore it by the Kiddush Friday night. Where? In the first paragraph, by looking at the candles. The two candles, that's the 500. When you say the bracha, you're looking at the wine, the yayin. Yayin is bigamatria 70, that's the ayin. And the 70 words that you're saying together, which is also, all of these things are a tremendous tikkun for the eyes. The Zohar HaKadosh says also that the word Shabbos is the eyes. The word Shabbos, the shin, has three heads, corresponding to the three colored rings of the eye, the tlas, gavna, and dana, and bas, the last two letters, bas, is the pupil of the eye, which is called bat ayin in Hebrew. The bat ayin is the black of the eye. So Shabbos is the tikkun for the eyes, this tikkun for the vision, this ability to see, which is the opposite of sleep. Sleep, you close your eyes, you don't see. The histalkus hamoichin, the seichel leaves. Paragraph Ches. Now Rav Nosson Zal adds, ayin b'hamaisa harishoinu shel sefer hamaisis. Take a look at the first story in Rabbeinu Zal's Sipurei Maisis, the 13 special stories that Rabbeinu Zal told. Dahainu Hamaisa Me'abas Melech Shenevda, the story of the lost princess. Shom Mavur, in that story it's explained, Shalidei Hayayin Noiflin L'Sheina, that when the Sheni L'Melech, when the viceroy drank from the wine, he immediately fell asleep, and he fell asleep for 70 years. Ki hasheni lamelech halidei sheloi nizhar mishtias yayin, the sheni lamelech, because he wasn't careful to avoid wine like he was told to, kasher izhiroisa basmelech, like the basmelech warned him. The first time she told him he had to fast completely on the final day of the year. Then she told him afterwards, when he failed that test because he ate from the apple, she told him, this time we're going to make it easy for you. Fasting is very difficult. So fasting, you don't have to fast. Just one thing, no wine. And then he was walking, and he saw a stream, a beautiful stream. And a stream, everybody knows, a stream is water. He looks at it, and it's red. So he says to the guy, that's with him, look at this, strange. It's a stream. A stream is supposed to be water clear, and it looks red. Because he started talking about it, he got sucked into it, he drank, and then he fell asleep. Through that he fell into a tremendous sleep, ad sheyoshen shivim shona, to the point where he slept for 70 years. This represents the negative effect of yayin. Yayin is 70. Yayin can unplug a Jew from all 70 faces of the Torah. Like we learned in the previous year, person drinks wine the wrong way, everything becomes permissible. He loses his whole power of restraint. Suddenly he can say anything, he can do anything, he can fly. There are people that got drunk and he jumped off a building. Why? Because he doesn't know any boundaries. Ayin Shom Hetev, study that story well. Ki yesh shenoiflim chas v'shon v'bechinas sheno shivim shona. because there are people that fall into a sleep of 70 years, meaning there are people who sleep away their entire life. Rabbeinu Zal writes this in Torah Samach and Likutim Ram, Bebchinas Hamaymar Hanal, as Rabbeinu Zal writes over there, Michoini Amagol, the story of Choini Amagol, Amavur B'maymar Posach Rabbi Shimon, She'omar, that when Choini Amagol woke up, and he saw the carob tree. When he had laid down, he saw a guy planting a carob tree. So he said to him, what are you doing such a crazy thing for? You think you're going to live another 70 years? Yeah. Carob tree takes 70 years to produce fruit. So the guy said to him, just like my grandfather planted for me, I'm planting for my kids. When Choini Amagol woke up, he saw the carob tree full of fruit. So he realized, he said, Vadai Naimi Shivin Shnim. I realize now that I've slept for 70 years. Meaning that there are Jews who fall away. They become unplugged from all 70 lights of the Torah, all 70 faces of the Torah, which correspond to the 70 years of a person's life. As is explained very well in that chapter in the Likutei Moran. Ki ha-maisa hanal, because that first story in Sipurei Maaseis Shaycho Lamaimar Posach Rabbi Shimon Anal is very much connected to and interpreted by this chapter in Likutei Moran, Torah Samach, Posach Rabbi Shimon. Ki Shneim Nemru Bizmanim Smuchim Zeloze, because both of these shiurim were given very close to each other. Rabbeinu Zal said these two shiurim in close proximity. V'chein hevinu was, and his students all understood them, shehamaymar hanal shayach lemaisanal. The Torah Samach in Likutei Moran is very much connected to that first story in Sipurei Maaseis. Now listen to these words. V'im einei secheloch, and if you have any brains, pchach einecho, open your eyes, ure'ei, and look, v'sim libcho heitev ledivrei hamaymar hanal, and study, go into that chapter in Likutei Moran, Torah Samach in Likutei Moran, study it well, ula hamaysa hanal, and study that first story of Sipurei Maaseis, v'tire plois, and you'll see wondrous things, you'll see incredible things, eichem kshurim ze bo ze, how the two are very, very much connected. V'yesh remozim v'hisnoitetzutz b'hamaisanal me'hatoiranal. And in that story are found all kinds of hints and all kinds of explanations from that chapter on Likutei Moran. Efes kotzeu tira, a little bit, a drop you'll see, im tizke, if you're lucky. V'titein libcho heitev al ze. Apply your heart, put your heart into this, meaning be serious, go into it really, really seriously. V'kuloi loytire ad losid im tizke. But the whole picture you will not see until the future im tizke, if you'll be zuche. If you'll be zuche in Gan Eden, you'll get the full picture of that story and that chapter in Likutei Moran. It's very, very special. It's interesting, it's brought that when Rabbeinu Zal was giving that shiur in Likutei Moran, this Torah Samach, which is one of the fabulous, it's like 10 pages, and it's a shiur that Rabbeinu Zal gave on Rosh Hashanah, and he speaks there about the person falling, sleeping away all their whole life, and when he got to that part in the shiur where he said that there are people who sleep, a person falls, it's brought that the students started crying. The people who were there, they were so affected, that the words were coming from his heart, and picture Rabbeinu Zal speaking, and he said that it's possible for a Jew in this world, for the Yetzirah to fadre a person, to get a person so knotted up in the nonsense of this world that the person can mamish their whole life can go by without any real connection to Hashem. And Rabbeinu Zal writes there, the person can be learning Torah and davening, and it's all sleep. He's sleeping. Why? Because his Torah is without chiyus. His neshama isn't alive. He's reading it lahavta like a person reads biology. A person reads a newspaper. Read newspaper and read chumash. You know, I do. I'm both on shah. I read the newspaper and I read the parsha. Chas lahavdil. You know the difference. So his students were in tears, and he had to stop talking until they composed themselves, and then he was able to continue. That's how much they affect, and it's brought that when he was getting ready, usually before Rabbeinu Zal would give a shiur, he would prepare himself, he would prepare very, very well before, but when he would sit down to start the shiur, there'd be a few moments of quietness where he would be preparing to shoot, to go. When he was getting ready to say it, there were a few people at the table who at the same, not at the table, in the room, who at the same time this Gemara came into this, their head of, is it possible for a person to fall asleep for 70 years? Because again, the story with Choni HaMagol, the Gemara introduces it by the fact that there's a chapter in Tehillim that says, Shir HaMalois B'Shuv Hashem Eshiv HaSiyoin Hayinu K'Cholmin, that when we were returning from the exile of Bavel, after 70 years of being in exile, it felt like a dream. It was like a dream. So Choni HaMagol read this pasuk, and he said, what are they talking about? What do you mean it was like a dream? 70 years? Can a person sleep for 70 years? Can a person dream? And Hashem showed him, Hashem made hold. So the people that were sitting there waiting to hear the shir, this Gemara came into their mind while they were waiting. And they realized that when Rabbeinu Zal's preparing to give a shir, he's attaching himself to the neshamas of all the people that are present, and each one is feeling it. Each one is feeling the vibrations. They felt what he was, the impact of what he was about to say. Should be zeich all of us to drink wine, bigdusha, to have happy occasions, smachot, a wedding. When a person has a simcha shel mitzvah, Shabbos, Yontif, then a person drinks, but even then, with boundaries, with limits. Where the wine expands the person's consciousness, not the opposite, chas v'shalom. Not where it destroys, it drowns the person's consciousness, chas v'shalom.